This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer's report. Bernie's brother is everywhere in England. If anyone thinks that they can escape the U.S. election battles on the 24-hour news circuit, don't come to England. Eating lunch with a seasoned political operator, often in and out of labor governments and the institutions that surround them, he asked about the Clinton-Sanders campaign. But even before we got our orders out, he told a funny story about winning a bet with his partner. He had told her that Bernie Sanders' brother had been leading the news on all media ever since New Hampshire, and he had just about had enough of it. She looked at him with bemused disbelief, and voila, he turned on the radio, and there was Bernie's brother bringing a bit of the Bronx to the BBC. I laughed as well, asking naively if Bernie's brother lived in England, and nodding and laughing along as he told the story. Less than an hour later, I picked up a free copy of the Evening Standard on the Tube in London, and darned if there wasn't an interview with the Bernie brother smack dab in the middle of the paper. In the USA, we are used to brothers running towards the political flame like moths. We had Roger Clinton and his show during Bill Clinton's presidency. And of course, Jimmy Carter's brother couldn't stay out of the news either, and too often it looked like hands were stretched out wide and trouble was coming. The Bush sons and then brothers populated another world. Certainly stories of Jeb trying to represent while the old man was president have been widely reported in various Wheeler dealer moves at the time. But a candidate's brother? Usually the handlers keep them under wraps for as long as possible, don't they? Larry Sanders, yes, that's the Bernie brother's name, just like the old HBO comedy show some years ago. Either didn't get the memo or hadn't heard of this internet thing or the globalization of the news cycle, which can take a quote and twist it across mountains and oceans. Or the Bernie brother has a bit of Trump in him and just lets it sail. I saw what my friend meant quickly. The interview was wee on one position after another. For example, the newish and controversial leader of the Labor Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is also old, white, and progressive. Bernie brother assures us that there are comparisons with Corbyn, and if Bernard wins, we will have a special relationship with him. We? He takes credit for Bernie's political views. I used to babysit him and talk about the political books I was reading, so it's my fault. Old Larry takes slaps at Hillary for supporting the Iraq war and welfare cutbacks. He claims Bernie didn't want to run, but did so by default when Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, wouldn't make the jump. War, peace, the Clintons' youth, and Bernie's personal life were all fair game for Brother Sanders and his 15 seconds of fame in Oxford, England, where he was a social worker and former city councilor. He says he'll vote in the U.S. elections for the first time since 1968. And until then, for better or worse, he'll give his opinions about his brother and his political positions in England anytime someone sticks a microphone anywhere near his face on this side of the Atlantic.